When I jumped bail and left the States, the heat on junk already looked like something new and special. Initial symptoms of nationwide hysteria were clear. Louisiana passed a law making it a crime to be a drug addict. Since no place or time is specified, and the term addict is not clearly defined, no proof is necessary or even relevant under a law so formulated. No proof, and consequently no trial. This is police state legislation, penalizing a state of being. Other states were emulating Louisiana. I saw my chance of escaping conviction dwindle daily as the anti-junk feeling mounted to a paranoid obsession, like anti-Semitism under the Nazis. So I decided to jump bail and live permanently outside the United States. Refugee hipsters trickled down into Mexico. 6 months for needle marks under the vag addict law in California. 8 years for a dropper in Washington. 2 to 10 for selling in New York. A group of young hipsters dropped by my place every day to smoke weed. No zoot suiters, the hipster has gone underground. I learned the new hipster vocabulary. Pot for weed, twisted for busted. Cool and all-purpose word, indicating anything you like or any situation that is not hot with the law. Conversely, anything you don't like is uncool. From listening to these characters, I got a picture of the situation in the U.S. A state of complete chaos where you never know who is who or where you stand. Peyote is a new kick in the States. It isn't under the Harrison Act, and you can buy it from herb dealers through the mail. I never tried peyote, and I asked Johnny White if he could score for peyote in Mexico. He said yes. A herb dealer here sells it. He invited all of us to come to his place and eat peyote with him. You can come along if you like. I want to see if he has anything I can take back to the States and sell there. Why not take back peyote? Doesn't keep. It rots or dries up in a few days and loses its kick. We went to the herb dealer's house, and he brought out a bowl of peyote, egg grater, and a pot of tea. Peyote is a small cactus, and only the top part that appears above the ground is eaten. This is called a button. The buttons are prepared by peeling off the bark and fuzz, and running the button through a grater until it looks like avocado salad. 4 buttons is the average dose for a beginner. We washed down the peyote with tea. I came near gagging on it several times. Finally, I got it all down and sat there waiting for something to happen. Peyote high is something like a Benzedrine high. You can't sleep and your pupils are dilated. Everything looks like a peyote plant. I was driving in the car and Johnny said, "Look at the bank along the road. It looks like a peyote plant." I turned around to look and was thinking, what a damn silly idea. People can talk themselves into anything. But it did look like a peyote plant. Everything I saw looked like a peyote plant. Our faces swelled under the eyes and our lips got thicker through some glandular action of the drug. We actually looked like Indians. The others claimed they felt primitive and were laying around on the grass and acting the way they figured Indians act. I didn't feel any different from ordinary, except high like on Benny.